When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
A man who was in the middle of it all, right next to Brandon Graham, when BG was given some of those answers on Monday night. Let's go from one king to the next, from Elvis to Howard, as we do every Monday at this time. Good morning, Howard.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's just, I had said this before I heard Jason Kelce, but I think this will help the
good.
Eagles.
What gives you that impression, Howard?
Well, if you listen to Brandon Graham, it's obvious. Now, he rolled it back, but he meant what he said when he was on Monday night on the Brandon Graham show. But he wanted to get it out there because he thinks it will get the team's attention and they will deal with it. If you listen to everything that A.J. Brown said yesterday, and, you know, he normally doesn't speak on Wednesdays, but he wanted to get out of the way, and to his credit, he did. He said, somewhere in all that he said, I wanted to get it out there. And they did that for a reason, because now it's out there. It's not something you can hide and just say, well, we'll deal with it. Now everybody knows about it. Everybody's going to be looking at it. And the quarterback clearly has to find the receivers. You're not going to find them all the time when they're open, but you have to find the receivers when they're open. And all these people that blame the coaches for the play calling. Early in the game, there was a play called for A.J. Brown. He was wide open, and for whatever reason, Jalen, you know, and I don't know the reason, didn't see him. So, but that wasn't the only time. I mean, you could tell during the game that he wasn't happy, but it wasn't happy because it happened multiple times. You're going to miss a guy once in a while, but you know, by getting it out there, it now puts everybody on notice, and I think it's going to be a absolute benefit for this team.
Do you think BG Monday night, Howard, went there intending to go far, even knowing he might have to walk it back, that it was extra intentional, so to speak?
Yeah, I kind of believe he was fired up, obviously, because he cares about the team. Even though he's not playing, he's still a big part of that team. I think he cares, and I think he was ready. Matter of fact, I would put that at 90% that he came in there. You know, it didn't matter what questions I asked or my son asked. It didn't matter. He was ready. But, you know, and then when you follow it up, you knew he was prepared to keep dealing with the situation. It's just, I know the Eagles never want those things to happen. But I think it was good, and I think Brandon Graham came in to that show, and he wanted to put it all out there and hope that you know, gets people to notice, and they already noticed, but I think Jalen's the one that's got to notice, and I don't know what you can do to work on it. You know, I'm told that he's really working hard to try to get better and doing these things. So if that's the case, that's what you have to ask for, and you just hope he can do it. But he was ready. He was fine. I believe once he started talking, he was ready to fire it up. And, you know, you'll walk it back, and that's okay, you know, because he's Brandon Graham. He's not some guy that's been there for 2 years and starts talking about things like that. He's been there for, what is it, 15 years now?
Yeah.
So he has the respect, and he should have the respect, to say what he has to say, to try, and it's not to hurt the team, it's to try to get the team better. And
Howard,
I think that's exactly what he did, or what he tried to do.
Based on what you've seen, though, has the relationship that we've heard many times this week here, their relationship, AJ's and Jalen's, referred to as personal, as private, but also strained. Is it more strained than what it was when AJ came here and they were laughing and rejoicing over the fact that they were best friends, finally getting a chance to play on the same team together? It doesn't feel like that's the feeling any longer. And well, I just wonder what your feeling is on that.
You know, I think the emotion of the game comes to sometimes. You could be really good friends and be mad at somebody.
Sure.
And I don't know that they're really good friends, but I think they're very friendly.
Well, we heard they were best friends when AJ got here.
Yeah, what's a best friend? It's just they're friends.
A best friend is someone who is the godfather of your daughter.
Yeah, it's just they're friends. And I think the emotion of the moment, and AJ, and again, he's the one that said he wanted to get it out there. And he's smart enough. He's a smart guy. And he knew by saying what he said, he would get it out there. And I think when he said passing, you know what he meant. He can walk that back all he wants. But he wanted to get it out there. He did. And I still think, hey, listen, if you're good friends, you're gonna look at something and say, all right, that was that moment. And then I'll give you an example. I'm friendly with a lot of the Phillies players from the 80 team, and still, they're still around. And I'll say it. I mean, I'll throw out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What the name? Larry Boa and would yell at me in the locker room. What did you say that for? How did you say that? And then 30 seconds later, we're laughing. But that's the way it is. When you're friendly with somebody, you know somebody, and you know who they really are, you get over it. And that's what,
You know how far you can push it, too.
Yeah, right. And we're adults. Adults have to get over it. We're not kids. And they're not kids. I mean, maturity-wise, some guys are kids, but I don't think the people we're talking about now are not mature enough. They're adults. They are mature enough, is my point. And they're adults. And when you're adults, you move on and you say, okay, that was then. This is now. Let's move on. Let's get it better. People get mad at people all the time.
Okay, friendship deteriorated since he started playing as an Eagle?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's great to hear.
AJ wants to. They all want to win, but AJ, you're thinking if Jalen had seen him the times that he was open, and it was multiple times, actually, he can't complain about the touchdown to Devontae Smith. AJ was wide open in the middle of the field.
Sure was.
But the reality is it's a touchdown, and you got to be happy for the team. And that's what it comes down to. I've talked to multiple people and said that Jalen's got to get better. And AJ knows that. But that's the game. You move on. If you were friends, you shouldn't not be friends because of one or two situations. And I think they're adult enough, men, women, whatever. They're adult enough to be able to overcome a game, a situation, and I really believe they're good.
Glad to hear it.
I believe they're great.
Hey, Howard, let's get to some Philly stuff, and I want to get to our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Enjoy the holidays.
The winter meetings?
Yeah, they're there. Enjoy the holidays in a quality certified pre-owned vehicle from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevy. John, how do you think people voted today on the question? Are you disappointed with the Phillies all season so far? Yes or no? How do you think they voted?
I would say 90% say yes.
81% say yes. So, Howard, what do you make of the Phillies all season so far, and should fans be disappointed?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It just, they were never going to get Soto. All that nonsense about Soto coming here. They were never going to get Soto, but that's okay because they still need to improve the teams. I'll tell you, the one thing that I would have done, and the boss is the boss. The boss is the owner. The boss is the general manager. I know there's a player on the team that kind of dictates a lot of the things that happen, but let's move past that. I would have signed Adamas at shortstop, and I would have told Trey Turner, put my arm around him, whether it's John Middleton, Dave Dombrowski, he says, hey, we love you. We love you because we gave you $300 million. We want you to go to the outfield. And it's that simple. And then the team immediately becomes better. Immediately becomes better because they're better defensively. And they need two outfielders for sure. What have they done? They've signed a pitcher who was hurt last year. They get him at a good price, I guess. And they hope that it can't be the last thing they do. There's a lot of relief pitchers that are still available. But they still need two outfielders. They still haven't. And this Rob Thompson, I really do like Rob Thompson. But him saying that the Phillies didn't shop Alec Boehm is just such nonsense. We're listening to teams. No. When you talk to him, you're bringing up Alec Boehm. I mean, give me a break. But I think that would have been a mistake if they do trade him. He makes the best contact on that in that lineup than anybody. Now, he didn't have a good second half of the season. Doesn't strike out much, but he makes contact, which is part from what Aaron Boone told me, that's part of analytics, which the Phillies don't tell you those things. I think it's, I think that, what are they doing? What are they not doing? Yeah, should you be disappointed? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got to do something because you know you're not good enough. The Mets are better. Even though the Atlanta Braves lost Fried, I still think the Atlanta Braves are better. And then there's other teams that are going to get better. I just, in the league, well, the Dodgers, there's nothing you can do about them. But whatever the case may be, they need to do something. And they're going to wait till spring training, most likely. They'll try to trade somebody here and there. But they overvalued Alec Boehm. And they've what else do they have to trade? They're going to have to sign somebody. Are you going to tell me Brandon Marsh is worth anything? I mean, come on now. Give me a break. He's a fourth outfielder at best. So what are you going to trade? Castellanos. I mean, he was the most productive player the second half of the season. I don't know what they can do. And catching, I still worry about that. Can Realmuto catch more than 100 games and be effective? He's coming down to that time in his career where you have to worry about that. They've got to do something. They've got to do something if they hope to get to the World Series. Now, I'm disappointed, and I understand why people are too. You want, it's 162 games. You want to have fun. Don't you want to have fun during those 162 games? They're going to have to do something.
All right, King. Stay well, pal. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Howard.
Thanks, you guys, Howard. Have a great weekend.
There he is, Howard Eskin. All right.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.